made on the 8th of April 1978. Following on the second side of the tape, which contained the conversation between Hilary Putnam and Brian McGee, and amongst the topics that you were going to tackle, you were going to go into some detail in the article by Hooker in the British Journal for the Philosophy of Science, and tie that directly into some of the things that you wanted to say in the course of your paper on GB. But leave that aside for a moment. First, I want to go back to some of the things you said on the in the tape of on the Quantifiers and Sheaves paper, but look at that a little bit later on. If we take a Leibnizian view of the identity conditions of certain mathematical, mathematical objects of the, question about the possible, the two ways that Putnam suggests of construing the status of constructions in mathematics, the mathematical objects picture, and the sort of modal picture of mathematical constructability. One question which you wanted to discuss was the sort of relationship of the predicates, the kind discussed in Ulam's paper on the sort of mathematical structure that we encounter in a mathematical formalism of our theories. For instance, see the remarks in the Bastin volume about S-matrix theory, the rationale of the bootstrap approach. We're concerned largely with the sort of numerical values for parameters that the formalism grinds out, and the plausibility, the motivation of various various desiderata that we want to impose on the formalism in order to guarantee some consistency, for in the sense of consistency defined by the mathematical formalism itself, by the kinds of structures which arise within this mathematical formalism viewed as a computational tool with possibly conceptual significance, profound conceptual significance for our for the abandonment of the question how far we can still get the theory to the formalism to do all the things that the formalism of the covered theory did for us, formalism, all the things that we want the formalism to do for us computationally, whilst having abandoned the conceptual perspective which was involved with or governed the interpretation of and development of the formalism in the old particle based picture. As regards the S-matrix theory, we may as well go into it in some detail, I think. Seems that we could perfectly well define in terms of Taskin semantics that we could as well define satisfaction for define satisfaction of predicates, define satisfaction of the formulae of the S-matrix formalism. But how far could we sort of view in the formulation of a replacement thesis, the sort of replacement thesis, one point that you actually want to make in the course of the paper is that sort of replacement theses, whose formulation the semantic, the details out this particular metalinguistic conception, the significance of the significance in formalization of informal inter-theoretic explanations of a particular metalinguistic formulation. The sort of replacement thesis that we normally think of ourselves as formulating, we're actually dealing with entities which we can specify the sort of entities in a way independent of the formalism. We're dealing with the interpreted perfected formalism, understood formalism, and following on the way in which the structures and the formalisms of the two theories are related, we will grasp on that and see how the accompanying conceptual structural descriptive these notes are made on the 9th of April 1978 in the morning, following on those notes from last night. The general point that you were trying to make was that attention in this particular portion of the thesis is restricted to replacement theses which typically involve transition from one atomistic ontology to another, one atomistic thesis to another, which are both hypotheses. The ontology of both theories can be also characteristics of the way in which the ontology of the covered theory is regarded as superseded, and the way that the ontology of the covering theory serves to explain, that is to say, the way that the conceptual structure of the descriptive language and the parameterizations and the way, in fact, that we have an intuitively graspable in terms of the set of tightly connected conceptual categories which are involved in our grasping the world in one theory as against another, the transition, the degree of reconstruction that's involved, the kind of conceptual breakdown, for instance, that typically the kind of conceptual breakdown that's involved in the transition from one theory to the other is one which can be, of which we can give a perfectly clear account in terms of the further, again, informally, and well, we're capable of explaining, for instance, why we thought of some structure as explanatory, well, some particular set of properties as in this case typically dynamical, the properties of some the properties which were regarded as fundamentally explanatory as serving to fill out the set of properties required for complete specification of causal understanding. See the remarks which Wiggins makes at the end of his piece in the Philosophy of Logic conference. See the remarks in the Bristol Logic conference. And connect that with the remarks that in Hagedorn about conceptual fundamental structures of the relations between the conceptual conceptualization of the kind of entities, particularly, for instance, scale, where we're actually considering restriction. Considerations we have in mind are the restriction to particular scale of quantity, for instance, of the two theory of the, in the case of the two theories, and one is related to the other, but in ways which were quite straightforward, which retain the involve the retention of the rest of the structure of the conceptual system of conceptual categories involved in grasping the world, and just as it were relocate the relevant explanatory parameters in such a way that the parameters thought of as attached to objects in the covered theory, the values of those assumed are now regarded as determined by the values of variables in the covering, but in a way which leaves the as it were, the conceptual structure of the two, the way in which the conceptual structure of the covered theory is related to the ontology perfectly intelligible, and the reduction is, the interthreatic explanation is of a very straightforward kind. There's that. Excuse me. We're not in the first place here in the context of these theories concerned with the sort of conceptual breakdown in that and the way in which we might affect reconciliation. In this context, concerned with the significance of for instance, of, in the context of quantum theory, the significance of the sort of structures arising in the mathematical formalism of quantum theory. Our notion of state, for instance, they leave quite undisturbed. In the context which we're considering, our notion of state is quite undisturbed. Now, in the immediate context of consideration of states, the logical function of the notion of state in quantum theory, we try and derive the logical notion of the function of state. Tape made on the 13th of April 1978 in the morning. Amongst the many topics that you have been revolving around in your head in the last few days, the most recent reflections on Castonguay's book, the passages in Castonguay's book, certainly regarded as very important. And further remarks about Freudenthal and about axiomatization. To go back for a moment to the claims made by Putnam and also Bob and others. The claim which C. Dummett's remarks about meaning, the necessity of bringing out just what it is about the, you know, the question about the meaning of the connectives, compare the relationship between syntactical considerations, the sort of relative autonomy. It seems that what Principle Bob is embracing when he talks about logic being explanatory, possibility of logic, the logic that we adopt actually serving an explanatory role in our theory. He's indicating a relationship between the ontology, conceptual structure, the descriptive language, and the mathematical formalism of the theory, of which we're entitled to demand an account. Now, if he's saying that we cannot give an account independently of the syntax itself, that the he is in fact regarding a syntactic definition of logical consequence as fundamental. Rather, logic itself can serve an explanatory role precisely because the relationship between properties in this case talks rather loosely about micro events, the logic of the event space of the theory. Thus, of course, assuming an ontology of events, which, that is to say, changes in state, that is to say, changes in state, transitions in state, which so requires explication of state for systems of theory, and what in principle counts as an exhaustive and complete specification of the systems of the theory and the kinds of transitions that they can undergo, which in turn retain their identity, allow the which in their turn retain the identity of the systems under consideration. The sense in which geometry, for instance, is no longer to be viewed as a priori. What on the conventional view which Putnam attacks, this involves us saying that this does not involve us saying that a particular mathematical model of space can be no longer viewed as correct. But the point here is that the way in which we define the relationship between the structure of the mathematical model, quasi mathematical structure, and Euclidean space in this case, and that of other spaces which putatively candidates for description, well, formalization of the relationship between properties of the physical world is itself entirely internal to mathematics and rests on, well, if we accept the theoretic view, accept the view outlined in Maybury, accepts, it rests on having prior notion of a collection and extension. Now, is there, in fact, in our notion of a collection and extension? Bob is championing view of the algebraic structure of our language, in fact, the syntactic, algebraic structure and syntax, algebraic view of syntax as more fundamental. The way in which the adoption of this new algebraic structure and syntax, viewed as a departure from Boolean structure, is this to be viewed as explanatory. The way that it is to be viewed as explanatory, if this is itself to be viewed as explanatory, then we must be able to give independently, this would be Dummett's point, we have to be able to give independently an account of the way in which the meaning of the logical constants connectors has altered, that we no longer have form this Boolean structure, because you'd say that logic, certainly, that we have that the existing Boolean structure, transposition of the Boolean, that our existing sort of Boolean algebra, in fact, reflects our having the conception of an object in the sense that Dummett discusses it in his paper on objects. When he talks about involved are being able to say in what our possession of a particular concept consists. Being able to say what our possession of a particular concept namely that of are being able to say what our possession of a particular concept consists are being able to use being able to define truth conditions for correct application of some predicate, are being able to say when this predicate has application, when it is able to pick out some entity in the world, one thinks of reality is articulated in such a way that the predicates of the language do or do not pick out objects in the world. Application to the world, they must always either pick out or fail to pick out some object. Now, in the case of logical subjects on the quantum mechanical view. The character of the relationship between the character of the logical subjects of as bearers of predicates, that they are no longer, in some sense, they're no longer normal bearers of predicates in the on the view of quantum logic as a sort of generalized modular logic, see Delacour's papers, and see how this connects with the claims that I'm sorry, I'm afraid you've lost the thread of these remarks. You must pull yourself together. I was just going to say, look at Bob and go through the passages in Bob in great detail, and also into Hooker. The notes that you've written in the last few days, weeks in fact. The view that Bob puts forward of quantum theory as a principal theory of logical properties, the ways that properties of systems can hang together in logical spaces, is nothing, and perhaps considers that we can say nothing intelligible about the way in which independently, that's on the basis of qualitative considerations about conceptual structure and ontology, the way that the conceptual structure and ontology of theory cohere together and cohere with its mathematical structure. In fact, I tend to agree with him, as against Hooker, that it is a great error to try and read off one from the other. And for that very reason, we, for instance, certainly very dangerous. There's one tendency to which is lurking, I think, perhaps, some of Hooker's formulations, particularly when he talks about the assimilates the sort of Boolean structure, the theoretic structure of the mathematical formalism of classical particle mechanics. We can talk about, as well, quantum set theory. Bob presumably would wish us to do so. The logic that we've adopted, if we adopted the view of that the logical space of language, the logical space view of Hilbert space, that Hilbert space is more than a presumably consistent mathematical structure. Obviously, we require a background mathematical theory, which is itself based upon classical predicate logic, for which we have Boolean model, in the sense of that Boolean algebra is supposed to reflect the intersection and complementation of sets, that we actually require a prior. Now, on the neighbouring view, we actually have a prior set theoretic notion. Notions of logical consequence, our syntactic notion of logical consequence, subordinate to our semantic notion of logical consequence, which is in fact, in its turn, derivable from set theory, from the fact that mathematics deals with functions in extension, and that as elements of the cumulative hierarchy, that it has a definite subject matter, in the sense that the intuitive models of ZF are to be thought of as intuitively justified. And the departure we make from this when we talk about not thinking in terms of the elements of which structures are composed, but more in terms of, as were, abstract structure, is a very dangerous one, and suggests bringing about notions of logic of abstract form as the subject matter of mathematics, and this notion of abstract form as connected with the structure of the world. In the remarks in Hooker earlier on, when you were reading Hooker and thinking about these tapes, specifically in the context of pre-geometry and non-local hidden variables theories, the idea that we might. Incidentally, sorry, change of subject, but I'm talking about isolating, in your introduction to the thesis, isolating a particular thesis about the connection between conceptual structure, mathematical formalism, and ontology. And isolating also the Bob and Putnam thesis, and showing that this is it does require a fact explanation of the change in meaning of the logical constant. Damn it. Change the subject slightly, but Bob would presumably say that there is no intelligible way of thinking about the question, or of seeking how to answer the question, how are we to think of the events, in micro-events, how are we to think of the subject matter of the theory, in this case quantum mechanics, how are we to think of the this question, what is there in the world, what is it about the world that quantum, that's the, in this case the non-Boolean logical space, interpretation of all space, indicates the way that the properties of the systems in question actually hang together, that there is no means of independent access to this other than through the syntactic semantic structure of the theory, in this case that the syntactic semantical structure here is to be thought of as responsible to the syntactic notion of logical consequence, in that we have actually announced that logical structure itself is to be thought of as explanatory, in the same way that geometrical structure is thought of as explanatory in the transition from classical to relativistic mechanics. But of course, one might argue that to talk about geometrical structure of the world as being explanatory in that sense is a very misleading way to view the transition from classical to relativistic mechanics. It's rather that the orthodox view of transition from Euclidean to non-Euclidean geometries is a transition within mathematics, as we have drawn with non-Euclidean models for Euclidean geometry. Rather, what is we recognize the autonomy of the mathematical viewpoint on mathematical structures, and the structures arising in the mathematical formalism. And this is something which is developed within, on Mabry's view, ultimately comes back to our having this intended model for ZF. Functional correspondence, see Mabry's remarks, with which we do operate, and which is certainly not affected, not connected with any perception of the, his view is not connected with any perception that we have deriving from conceptual ontological structure in the way that properties hang together, particularly conceptual order. On Berm's view, of course, it is precisely connected to that and subject to modification and generalization in the light of changes in our most fundamental conceptions of order in physics, the way that we think the theory deals with those. The kind of structure that we have in the mathematical formalism of the theory reflects the most fundamental conception of order underlying the principal coherence of the ontology. This connection, the antithesis which Hooker puts forward of plenum and atom is perhaps too restrictive, that there's a more fundamental role for informal conceptual structure than that. The informal conceptual structure might be the route to reflection on informal conceptual structure suggested by, put forward by Berm, as the route to grasping completely new fundamental conception of order and principal coherence of the ontology. The point is, in principle, the Harrison ontology, following on which it would we might see why, as it compare Hooker's remarks, the set theoretic structure of, say, space in the classical part of mechanics was significant. It's a reflection of the ontology of the theory. Not so at all, you want to say, in the direction that Baum's suggestions lead. There's no possibility of falsification, and reservations that somebody like Bob has, these positivistic reservations, seem to be entirely justified about grand metaphysics and an ontology. Seem to me to be entirely justified. On the other hand, the point you're all trying to make is that we have to give an account of how logic is explanatory for, in the way that geometry was held to be explanatory in the transition from within physics, from transition from Euclidean to non-Euclidean, and if all our mathematics is Boolean in the sense. Task is suggesting, how can we, as I said, about generalizing the logical structures that arise, for instance, particularly when we're considering algebraic logic and predicate functor logic, the way in which the functorial semantics of predicate functor logic suggest that we view our predicate stock as hanging together. That's certainly Bunce's view. It's a very restricted sense, this is quite important, it's a very restricted sense in which we can say that our view of the way in which the predicate stock of the theory hangs together is changed on our adoption of a non-Boolean logic. But it owes, it's following upon our adoption of a non-Boolean logic that we consider that we now have a view of the way which the predicate stock of the theory hangs together that we did not have before. We have no, as it were, autonomous. Hooker's view, we should be looking for, as it were, from an informal conceptual structure and the regulative ideals and so on, and for ways in which the structures involved in the mathematical formulas might be generalized to actually take account of this the kind of corrigibility which is envisaged. There's a very great danger in this that we may try and link, well, that arises in the context of pre-geometry, discussing formally thought of mathematics as having an entirely autonomous internal development for something like the last two centuries. It's now suddenly, and compare particularly this, what the notion of sequence, that theoretical notion of sequence, what the consequence for, in fact, on the task in semantics would be at the adoption of non-Boolean logic of this kind, of not for the moment saying that if it's coherent, that that we don't require an independent account of the way in which the connectives have in fact changed, the logical constants connectives have in fact altered in meaning. It seems certainly one could, again, for physical reasons, change. For conceptual reasons connected with the structure of the ontology of the theory, change one's notion of state, the way in which, and change it along the lines of traditional, certainly in the case of pre-geometry, this is just being put forward in the way that we view sort of structures arising from in the context of sufficiently extreme conditions, or in the context of the reverse of sufficiently extreme conditions, breaking down the kind of relationship between the is in mathematical formalism, following on which we thought of some quantity as parameterizing, as constant, a fundamental physical constant parameterizing the functional relationships of the quantities in other quantities in the formalism, such that no particular stable relationships between functional relationships between quantities with respect to that quantity were capable of being cast into a particular mathematical form, or took on a form which lent itself to a particular mathematical expression. See, examples. Sorry, this is a slight change of subject matter now. Quarter past 12 on the morning of the 13th of April 1978. This is say noon, quarter past noon. You were thinking about the cylindrification procedure. Cylindrification is reflecting complementation, the fact that we have Boolean connectives, and that we can define some intersection and complementation. What is it where that happens with intersection and complementation in non-Boolean logical space, just viewed algebraically? We have no hereditable sort of upward transmission of the relationship of intersection and complementation, of the relation of being a subset of. Compare non-Boolean partial or partial Boolean algebras, PBAs. Compare the structures I've investigated in paper on the basis of having two absolutely distinct separate objects to start with, the two truth values, or motivation for investigating the two absolutely distinct separate objects, maximally separated, in the context of a space which already has a particular topology, namely the weakly, feebly semi-separated space, the weakest possible topology, in which we, but this is the point, weakest, feeblest possible topology, which we think still define the notion, an absolute notion of separation of points, such that we can say that if particular points are connected, then these notes made on the 2nd of May 1978, and of course represent the resumption of note taking after a long break from the previous notes which were on this tape, continuation of which, that is to say the previous notes on this tape, dealing with the significance, the question of how far there's any mileage at all to be cut out of the attempt to discuss the significance of the operations with respect to which the calculi, in this case, of course, would be a logical function algebra, a space of sort of algebra, pure logical functions can be, is structured in terms, in sort of extra mathematical terms, the kind of extra mathematical terms which is that Boehm, please, it's possible to employ, for example, to employ, compare Maxwell's remarks about the operations on the quantities, see Hess's book. The answer is no, it's not really any at all. We just define adopting a purely formalistic attitude here. Compare Mabry's remarks. But that is going to be continued on a separate tape. What you're interested in now is the introduction to the thesis itself. Make the remark first of all. Form the resolution that the answer, the way in which we shall trace the relationship between the two theories involved in a context like this, i.e. the one you just mentioned, the one discussed in the beginning of this, when you
mention first of all the aims of the program, and secondly our remarks about Gauss's Normway and inter-theoretic explanation. The resolution that we shall try and answer this question with the same formula, with the same resources that have proved so fruitful in the analysis of formal languages. The mention of the referential conception of meaning, and we are at once aware of a fundamental tension in the foundation of our subject, but aware of a fundamental tension in the methodological state of the foundation of our subject, and particularly the methodological aspect of the subject. We trace the rise of a cleavage, distinction between the approach to the analysis of relations, inter-theory relations, which depends entirely on historic, on formal apparatus, on the use of the tools of logic. On the other hand, the reaction which bases itself on the historical and genetic approaches, and you may as well mention this connection, so you will see the remarks also about the extra propositional component, that there is more to a theory than its formalization, and that knowing how to develop the theory, which is not to say that particular highly accomplished, highly developed kinds of mathematical competence are not involved in knowing how to develop the theory to accommodate anomalies, particularly conceptual questions, the treatment of which appears to offer scope to a view of the relationship between and appears to open up questions about the relationship between conceptual structure of the theory. See Hocker's remarks about conceptual structure and the mathematical formalism, which is not of a kind which do not apparently naturally occur in the context of conventional approaches to the foundations of mathematics. And to this conventional discussions of the employment of mathematical formalisms in physical theories. And in fact, this is an erroneous conception, that the idea that it does open up a completely different line of approach. Certainly, Hooker seems to claim that it does, and do want to show that this is in fact an erroneous conception. You can go on to say that the first of all, I want to use the Castongway book. First of all, a few opening remarks from Hooker's 1972 paper about realism in mathematics as a semantic thesis, and at once we are in the context of referential semantics, discussion of referential semantics, and one of the aims and objects of the paper as a whole will be the investigation, which this paper's preliminary part is to
consequence.
Reverting now to a slightly different sequence of the development of the introduction, remark about the character of scientific realism as a semantic thesis. The tension of which we're aware in the foundations of the subject between the way in which we can trace alterations in our conception, apparently the room which we have to discuss the various levels of generality, various levels of abstraction, for instance, various the space of relationships of the various strategies whereby we can effect correlations between the ways in which the value of some parameter now thought of in terms of the way in which we conceptualize the relationship between the parameters in one formalism and that of another. And here you want to make use of the distinction between the way in which our conceptions of the ways in which, very loosely speaking, we think of the properties of systems hanging together insofar as we treat the models as provisional ontological hypotheses concerning the ways in which the properties of the systems under investigation hang together. And we know about a level of conceptualization of the properties in question which renders perspective for affecting the correlation of the relationships between the properties, as it were, from one within one model, which is a model of a system on a level such that we have reasons for believing that it is fundamentally explanatory, provides the framework for the explanation of the anomalies that we've encountered in the attempting to formulate the description of the property of the phenomena under investigation, as it were, couched entirely in terms of some other level, where level now is, as it were, the if we're going to be very lazy, we think of level in this context of having a purely ontological significance. See the quotations here from Graves and Hogarth. An ontological and epistemological aspects of the levels picture. But what you're going to say, revert to what you're going to say, the relationship between, to remark that there is a fundamental tension in the foundations of the subject. We become aware of the tension, the conceptual tension, in the foundations of the subject between the ways in which we view the parameters in our various models, models of systems conceived as provisional ontological hypotheses, where the space of, as it were, the quality space of relationships between the parameters of the theories in question, at least insofar as we're in a position to discuss between any theory how it might furnish us with ontological hypotheses, is this, is say, in Sellers' sense, an explanation of why the objects, sort of entities, processes of the theory, in this case the covered theory in question, obey to the extent that they do the laws of that theory,
is to be explained by the fact that there are objects of such and such kind that they can be viewed as objects. Here, of course, is the point at which we have to decide, as it were, how generic, how explanatory, you know, the various degrees of specificity of explanation. There's a separate sort of hierarchy which we can make out of, a separate ordering which we can make out of degrees of specificity of explanation, degrees of relevance of the more putatively fundamental theory, and but this the relevance of the putatively more fundamental theory may rest on an assessment of how far in principle the fundamental theory, the characteristic, and here we have to assess. There's a question about the conceptual structure of the covering theory, which brings in the question of this ordering of the degrees of generality and of the genericity of the models in of the theory in question, in the sense of model discussed in grades. How far is the how far the there's the math, for instance, the mathematical formalism structures. In the mathematical formalism, possibly just at the level of the structures of the equations of the mathematical formalism, are unable to represent a particular generic class of phenomena, of particular kinds of phenomena, not perhaps particularly adapted to the modelling of a particular generic class of phenomena. Which at the level of the formulation of the is a word formulation out of perhaps qualitative characterizations of and perceptions founded upon analogies of the ways in which the properties of the system in question thought of as natural properties as thought of qua projectability, qua explanatory in the context of perhaps more generally in Quine's context of the potentially leading to the elimination, potential significance for eliminability of an irreducible notion of similarity relative to that theory. A notion of similarity irreducible relative to that theory. Potential. This is where Wiggins and Quine would part company. This is the big difference, it seems, between Wiggins' conception of the notion of a natural kind and Quine's, that Wiggins would not allow space for this last point, would not allow space for the... because of the view of a natural kind, the sort of Aristotelian notion, the Aristotelian component in the notion of a natural kind. I have to explore this in more detail, but the potential, as I say, for the elimination of a notion of similarity irreducible relative to that particular level. As it were, the articulation of the level of picture and of the sort of conceptualization of the subject matter with which it deals. The question of whether the actual individuality of the objects in question, in the sense, this is an enormous leap in which it seems to me that Hooker has confused to perhaps completely separate issues. Maybe the question, which has to be answered largely in the negative, as to how far qualitative reasoning can help us in tracing the connections between the ways in which we ought to It may be heuristically valuable as regards the heuristic effect of the theory in developing as well new and deeper theorems about the relationship between the say algebraic properties, particular properties relative to some way in which the properties of the functions of some properties of functions are treated or made capable of further development and refinement in some mathematical theory, perhaps some very general mathematical theory, as for instance the investigation of the algebraic properties of the real number system, regarded as in some way absolute in the way that conception of set theory is regarded as absolute, because not resting upon the same perception as those set theoretic conception do. See the we're not justified in making the sort of leap which is made in Putnam when he talks about the change in logic and presumably the notion of the role of set theory in the axiomatic method in defining fixing the semantic notion, determining the semantic notion of logical concepts, so having to have a set theory in order to provide ourselves with the notion of logical consequence, semantic notion of logical consequence, which is necessary within articulation of the, well, this is somewhat circular because Weber is relying on the role of the articulation of the role of set theory in articulating that in providing its own semantics in a way which suggests a almost as well logical hypothesis of the role in grounding the theory. See the references he makes to Cantor, kind which a formalist would find uncongenial, as involving introducing a sort of reducible metaphysical notion of individuality, which in the context of the relationship between the kind of the further background, as it were, space in which we believe that we traditionally, according to our metaphysical conceptions and the our grasp of the relationship between regulative ideals and their role in theory, we can perhaps make sense of the relationship between the very broad, what's Hooker's expression, closely interconnected internet. That's a system, categories for grasping the world, the way in which the work space of relationships between the parameters of in the models conceived of as provisional ontological hypotheses are related to one another, that's a further level on which, as it were, generically, our most general, most fundamental conceptions of order in nature and the order of development, order of ontological dependence, what Spinoza called the order of causes, development of the way in which they first are related in the way in which the relationship of the first to be made sense of in the light of the second. It's the relationships of the first to be made sense of just on their own without any systematic discussion or question, or perhaps answering in the negative the question whether there can be any systematic discussion. Please turn over.